Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. It always takes a good message to come from Mr. Stevie Wonder, one of my favorite artists in the world. And you know, it's always time to love someone. It's always time to get our head right. There's so much things going on. There's so many conspiracy theories. There's so much major things that's going on in this world that we have to just take time to acknowledge and appreciate and respect. And you know what? Because everybody is due to have the same fate. We all going to end up in the same situation. So why not try to make the best of it while we can? Now, I got my man, JP3, an impeccable artist and musician himself, that we got some stuff cooking in the kitchen. We ain't going to tell you none of the ingredients. We just going to let you know we in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you what I'm using. You know, don't let them know what utensils we touching. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we ain't going to tell them, because you know what? When you tell them a little bit of the ingredients, they think they know the stew. They think they know what the whole thing's cooking up. So, JP, how you feeling today, bro? How you feeling today?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. Glad to be here. Glad to be alive. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm filling in for Priest Alica. He is definitely in the background, laying the track down, doing what he has to do behind closed doors.
Yeah.
He has to take care of some intricate situations, and do appreciate how he stood in for me last week when I had some things to do. So we're going to hold it down for Priest today, and me and JP are going to do the best that we can do. And this is the listening room today. And, you know, I might throw a couple of things in between, in and out, shake it up. You know, we're going to do what we got to do to make this last the best way we can. So, you know, Priest, you know, everybody was definitely in conversation about the untimely passing of DMX and, you know, the situation going on. It's been some overwhelming footage and celebrated memorabilia all over social media. I even seen that at the hospital while they were trying to extract his remains, it was thousands of people with their lighters up and their phones out, their blasting his music, celebration. You know, I haven't seen that such a big celebration since Nipsey Hussle, but it did remind me of the B.I.G. when he rode through Brooklyn, and it was just such a big, enormous outbringing, you know, of all the people that showed the love. And, you know, we definitely want to send a prayer out to his kids and his family. And, yes, we definitely, you know, we're going to miss him, because he had some things that he did say. And, you know, what's funny about it is a lot of people who didn't really know too much about him will look into what they can find out about him now as far as what kind of artist he was and lyricist and, you know, just all-around guy. I mean, you could just take it from where you get, you know, you can take it from there and do what you got to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So JP, I'm pretty sure you have one of your favorites. You know, I'm just talking right now. We're not even going to go into too much DMX music. I'm going to try to stay into the Philly realm, but I just wanted to start the conversation off a little bit because, you know, that's what's going on in the news right now. But everybody has their favorite DMX song. What's one of yours, bro?
My favorite, I might not have the title right, but it's the one where he's like, yo, man, one time, I got a quick DMX story, because they used to have this thing called Mainline Revival. That's what I mean. The churches would get together and have church, you know what I'm saying? And this preacher was off the chain, Pastor Booth, rest in peace. But the first time, like, not the first time, but he had the church in the uproar, you know what I'm saying? But I remember in the middle of the sermon, he was like, "Y'all gonna make me lose my mind." it was like when DMX was on top of the world, but I mean the place started going, you know what I mean, not going crazy, but everybody was just like on their feet. Like he was like, "Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here." So that was really funny, but it was showing how much he meant to the community, whether you were a scholar or a crackhead. Like you had to feel the effects, because wasn't nothing fake about him from what I could see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's real deal, Holyfield, man. He kept it real. He lived his life the way he wanted to. You know, there's a lot of footage out there with a lot of things that he was saying against the grain, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He just he gave it up to however. And then there's, you know, some underlying things that people are saying now that's not confirmed, but, you know, in retrospect, they just look at it like for what it is. But, you know, yeah, I remember when I seen, you know, I've always been into hip hop, but when I started to see the emerge of how much hip hop was such a major influence on the world, when professors started to even utilize lyrics in their class, and you know, they was quoting Tupac and quoting Biggie and quoting not just the Fallen Soldiers, but I mean, you know. Because it's poetry, and it's the wordplay, and it's the whole thing behind it that, you know, can be used. And I have seen it in sermons preached many a day. And you know what? I've heard some different tactics and some different ways of going about preaching. But bottom line is, if you're being reached by the message, I guess, you know, it doesn't matter what form that it comes to you, as long as you get it, you know. So it's understood. It's definitely understood. But, you know, definitely shout out MPC upon him. You know, DMX was one of a kind. You know, one of a kind. And
absolutely.
I definitely want to say that. You know, I also want to say RIP to one of my mentors. You heard me mention him many days. Don Blackman, yesterday made 8 years of his passing, and a little later on in the show, I'm going to do a Donald Blackman double play real quick, and just, you know, commemorate the genius in him. And definitely want to send salutations and salute to my brother Wonder Mike. It's his born day today, so he's out there going on. We celebrated him on Saturday so that he could have his own time to do what he wanted to do today. But we are definitely going to celebrate all the lives and commemorate and respect all the passing. But we're going to get into a Philly artist, one of my first acknowledgement Philly artists, which is my favorite, you know, and this is one of my favorite songs right here. You know, Will Smith, that's my man. I'm sorry. He's still an
attorney. Oh, yeah, Will's the man.
He'll be right now.
Yo, Will used to be on the radio every weekend battling people and making them look stupid. Back in the 80s.
These young dudes are looking at his music as fundamental wordplay, like to say he's not, you know, even when they talk about people like Kid and Play, you know, these guys look at Kid and Play like it was a joke, but the Kid and Play wrote lyrics, man. And these guys, you know, in the house party sequences when they were battling each other,
they made toys out of Kid and Play, so you can't knock Kid and Play for nothing.
I guess some of these guys, they got TV shows, commercials, and cereal, bro.
Yeah.
And cereal. You know, the Fresh Prince reigned for almost 9 years. So you can't say nothing about that, man. We're going to get into
this. You can't say nothing about Will Smith.
This is Jonah Lucas. Not at all. He wanted to be like Will Smith. We'll be right back.
Well, I feel like a prince, I'm feeling myself. I'm loaded with bills, cause I wasn't blessed with no Uncle Phil. Don't know how I feel, I wanted to flex, they told me to chill. I'm making a flip, my life is a flick, now load up the flip.
You feeling like me? I feel like a prince that turned to a king. Found me a queen, started a family and got me a team. On top of my dreams, join her, I know you inspired by me. Like I was inspired by Nelson Mandela. I give him a rose for every endeavor. But shout out to Julius Erving, one of the legends I worship. Muhammad Ali put the work in, he was the champ, the greatest he earned it. I love that you you think that I'm perfect, but I had plenty mistakes and burdens. My grandmama thought I was worth it. She always guided me when I was searching. I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for her. I wouldn't be Willie. I couldn't be me if there wasn't no Eddie. I wouldn't be Will if I wasn't for Philly. Ain't nothing much that you really can tell me. Willie been cold since Benny and Jerry. Must have forgot that I really get busy. They done forgot who invented get jiggy. Hey. Back before there was streaming sales, way before all the iTunes and the fans had to get CDs still. 60 million records sold, I was on fire, I ain't even need a grill. Did it all with no cuss words, I ain't had to curse just to keep it real. Me and Jazz in the late 80s, writing rhymes, big tapes daily. Fresh Prince makes babes crazy, rest in peace to James Avery. Even when the streets call me corny, I still ain't never let the hate break me. I just wanted the respect first, I still ain't never letting fame change me. New me, but I'm old school. Big Willie on the Pro Tools, still fresh and I'm so smooth. I still got on my old shoes. I give Jada 1,000 kisses, ain't nothing changed since '02. Martin Lawrence get a rose too. He a legend and a goat too. Man, I love how you break the rules, pushing limits and you make it cool. Join a Lucas wasn't made to lose. You a legend in the making too. What a beauty, my life's a movie. I swear I'm only on take two. All my kids turned out great, and I know your son gonna be great too. Brick by brick, building a wall that no one could break. Flip by flip. Glad I could help so you could be straight. And life's a trip, but who could relate? The legends are gone, but it ain't too late to give them a rose and carry the grace, cause not every hero is wearing a cape.
I'm feeling like Will. I feel like a prince, I'm feeling myself. I'm loaded with bills, cause I wasn't blessed with no Uncle Phil. Don't know how I feel. I wanted to flex, they told me to chill. I'm making a flip, my life is a flick.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of my favorites, man, just to hear him come back in 2020 and lay down a verse in the way he finessed it, the wordplay, the homage that he paid, you know, these young
dudes. He smashed that
joint. Yeah, he killed that. I mean, you know, I want to see, you know, I want to see a lot of 52-year-olds that can jump on there and body it like that. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can do that. So, you know, it's stuck
there. He smashed that joint.
You know, we are back with the Listening Room, Philly. I am your temporary host for the day, along with JP3. This is Mr. Raw. Priest Alica is right now taking care of some important BI. So, and we're just holding them down right now and making sure everything is in order. So, you know, as far as Philly artists go, JP, I know about a handful, and there's probably some more that I can't remember that I probably need you to, like, bring me into the light about. And I definitely know that you probably have some in the underground circuit. And another thing that I do indulge in quite heavily, me and Sincere, we are battle rap fanatics. I don't know if you are a battle rap fanatic of JP3, but they are some major figures in battle rap from Philly, you know, and these dudes get busy, you know what I'm saying? Like, they getting in there and they ripping and holding it down for Philly. So, you know, you got to see if you can obtain any of these dudes and we can get a chance to just, you know, catch one of them and bring them on the air, man, because these guys, man, battle rap, I take my hat off to them just for the longevity and memory it takes to remember that many bars and hold it in your mind safe and remember how the scheme goes and remember how to execute it, you know, so it's not
now,
easy.
That's a question I have. One thing I not necessarily don't like, but it's just something, like, there was a movie back in the day called Rapping Hood with Melvin Van Peebles or Mario, whoever it was. Mario Van Peebles, and basically this cat could just walk around and rap about anything he wanted. Now, if you battle rapping, to me, and I'm not a battle rapper, but it's kind of corny, if you come up with lines already prepared, because you don't even know what these people are going to say. Like Eminem in 8 Mile, they said, I don't know if you saw, but back in the day on the DVD, they had outtakes, and he battled everybody there and crushed them. To me, that's a battle rapper, yeah. Like Cassidy from Philly. Cassidy's a battle rapper. But at the same time, these guys can go off the top of the dome. Like they, like you can, to me, you can't be a battle rapper unless you can just, because you're going to have to examine this cat or, you know, whoever you battle, you're going to have to look at everything on the spot. I don't understand the science of it, but I know some people say they freestyle battling or whatever. Like, you wrote those rhymes, you know what I'm saying? Not that that's a bad thing,
well,
but to me, it's like you should just be able to come up and be like, blah. Like Will Smith back in the 80s, he'd get on the phone. You know what I mean? They get on Power 99 and be doing their thing. Them joints wasn't written, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like you could feel that they were freestyling. It wasn't like, yeah, I wrote this 2 months ago and I've been waiting to use it. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion.
No. It's not nothing wrong with your opinion. And being an MC myself, and you know, Sincere himself can vouch for me. Like, he's been around me where we've taken trips, and I'm spitting the whole entire ride, and I'm talking about every car that we drove by, the color, with the plate number. You know, I'm proud to say that I was very skillful when it came to freestyling off the top of the head, but it changed. It was a transition where everything changed. Okay, now, back in an earlier time, freestyle meant your style that I'm being free with off the top of my head can mention anything in the room, because it's impossible for me to be able to have written it because I'm talking about it in the now. Now, when
right.
it started to transition into this earlier stage of where it changed, the MCs started looking at it like, I'm giving you my style for free. So that's why they called it freestyle, and it was just prepared stuff. And then you have some MCs that would take a mixture of the two. So they would talk about Mr. Raw, JP3, Sincere, Priest, and then all of a sudden start going into their written rhymes. So it'll seem like the whole thing was conjoined at the same time. Now, that's
uh-huh.
how some of them look at it. Now, battling, I can tell you from watching that Cassidy battle, with the one that started up the controversy with him and Freeway. Now, none of them,
uh-huh.
neither one of them was not freestyling. It was all written, all of it. But the thing about it was Cassidy had a freer style with his because it was just not to a beat. Freeway was chanting his whole entire chorus line and then running to the hook, running to the verse. Yeah, that's
he's
what
doing
made
a concert.
Him look a little right. That's what made him look a little weird. He was like, and then just went into his verse. But Cassidy was talking to him and slowed it down, no beat necessary, and made it seem like it was in the now. So that's what made him seem like he even crushed him even more. So that's what made it feel like his style is free. But a lot of times, these battlers, they do their written rhymes, but then they add, because they're remembering lines from in between the verse, while you're disrespecting me and you bringing up some stuff, I'm thinking back on what I heard you say, and I add to it and then freestyle it and then come off with the crowd. So that's why after the pandemic started and they started eliminating the crowd, it depreciated some of the excitement, because the oohs and ahs, and they would constantly bring it back. They'd be like, yo, bring that back. And by the time they brought it back, the crowd was chanting some of the lines because they heard it. They heard them say it. But now that there's less crowd and there's less bringbacks and less oohs and ahs, you better be able to really distribute your rhymes and make sure you sound like you're making sense.
Right.
So it's a different now. Battle rapping has changed, and the length of time has changed. It's not 16 bars. It's like you can get up to 4 minutes a round, 3 rounds, and it got intricate, and that's why the money went up, the stock went up, The notoriety went up. The views went up. So battle rap, man, is very interesting. The ladies are doing it really hard in the battle rap era, too. They're coming up, some of them nicer than the dudes. It is entertaining violence. But other than that, man, you really get to hear who's, and you get a chance to prepare for the opponent. So me and JP3 is battling. We're talking about a June battle. So it's giving me from now to June to dig up all dirt, all information about JP3, put it into a scheme, learn it, and be able to distribute it and get it ready for you. So I'm going to stop myself short right there because we got to play some music. Man, I don't want to go on, but we're going to come back to that. But here's another Philly situation going on. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
All right.
Calling number is still open, everybody. 563-999-3050. Press the number one button. Oh, wait. I got a quick number one button. Press it right there. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Yes, we got 347-533 on the line. This is the listening room. Standing in for Priest is Mr. Raw, and we got JP3 in the back. Who's on the line? Hello, you're live.
Did they press one? Press one.
Yes, they did. They pressed the number one button, so it's time to say something. All right, we're going to come back to you and
okay,
get
sorry,
your thoughts together.
Sorry.
I'm going to come back. Oh, there you go. Hold on. I heard a voice. Yes, I'm sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Maddie Matt from Brooklyn, just coming through to say hello. Check everybody out.
Maddie Matt.
How you doing, Maddie Matt?
Maddie Matt, thanks for
how
calling.
You
know what? We're going to give you a little catchphrase. It's Maddie Matt, and that's where it's at. So every time you call, we know exactly who it is. You've been tuning in on all the shows. We appreciate your support, Maddie Matt. Do you have anything particular you want to hear? I'm about to run into a couple of songs for a second, but if you got something, I'll see if I got
okay
it in the queue. And
if,
I'll get
you
it ready
missing,
to get.
If you have Missing You by Puff Daddy, I would like to dedicate that for DMX.
Missing You. With Faith Evans. Let me check.
Yeah.
Let me check. And if not, I will make sure that I try to get that in for the next episode. But I'll check it. Well, I'm going to play a song first, and I'm going to look in the meantime. So thank you. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned.
Yo. Yo. Every day that you're gone, I'm singing that sad song. If loving you is wrong, then I must be wrong. Even when I'm gone, our love is strong. You the one I want. You my number one. And yeah, our love ain't going out of fashion. I need your love, your passion. The love is everlasting. Everlasting.
Try to play a song from that same artist, or I will get something for you. So when I looked for it, that's what came up. So, you know, that's how we looked into it. But the incentive and the mindset was all the same. This is the Listening Room, Philly. I am your temporary host for today, Mr. Raw, with the co-host, JP3. Priest Alica is busy.
What up?
So we are trying to fill in for him. As we fill in for him, we're talking about Philly. We were talking about artists and rappers. And as I was saying, there's a bunch of rap artists and dudes from Philly that I like. And I want to tell you something, JP3. I was looking for some Gilly the Kid music because I know of Gilly the Kid from, you know, hearing his songs. And, you know, he had way more other things than just songs. You know, he had a couple songs in there, and I'm like, all right, but with, you know, he was a lot of controversy and a lot of back and forth, and I'm like, man, you know, he's a good artist. I'm looking for more of his actual music, you know, but I'm going to research it and try to put some more in the queue to have out there. Give me a couple of ideas of who are some major figures in Philly that I may not know about and our listeners may not know about that they could be on the lookout for, because, you know, the standard people that we all know when we're talking about Philly is Will Smith, The Roots, Eve, Gilly the Kid, Cassidy. Help me out there, JP. Anybody else?
You got a crew called OBH, and that was with his brother ARF, who unfortunately is locked up right now fighting the case. But they have like it's ARF. Ab was the main guy. Now Ab came up actually with kind of under Cassidy because he was like Cassidy's protege, but he started off as Cassidy's security. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like pretty much the thugging. He was thugging, point blank period. But he could also rap, so it's like ARF. You got Leek Moss, the one brother. You have a inside the queue. Do you have a song called American Made by Dark Low?
American
Made by Dark Low. He's from the OBH camp. Yeah, but Dark Low is one of the hot cats. But and they had a rack of cats, but after Ab got arrested, it's kinda like right now it's kinda like Leek Moss, his little brother, and AR and Dark Low. They had actually arrested Dark Low, but they let him out because they thought he was gonna be intimidating witnesses and all that stuff, but he definitely has some fire on that the album,
you know,
song American Made. That whole album is good. The album's called American Made, but he definitely got some the actual song American Made. I like that song a lot because he ain't lying. I like that song a lot. So,
no, I don't seem to see any song American Made in there right at the moment. But even in battle rap, they have Tay Rock. They have oh my goodness, I know his name. If Sincere was here, he can tell me the name of. There's about four or five guys from Philly that does their thing, man, and they in there and they're heavy, man. And these guys are nice with it, man. These guys are nice with it. But definitely, Philly has some actors and people that we all affiliate. You know, of course, Bill Cosby, and of course, a lot of different people from Philly. So. And then Philly was just, to me, Philly was just 2.5 hours away from where I was in New York. So I had my best friends that we go visit in North New Jersey, which was really close to Philly. So, you know, I went over to Philly, and Philly just felt just like they had a South Street seaport that looks exactly like the one in Manhattan, so I felt comfortable, and I just felt like, you know, and at that time, that's when the brothers were wearing the big beards, and most of the Muslim brothers were out there, and, you know, it just felt like what I was used to, you know what I'm saying? So Philly, I always respected Philly's lyricists too. The dudes, you know, like Black Thought and these dudes, and they always caught my attention with the wordplay and the structure of formulating the music. So Philly was always something that I kept under radar because, you know, I wouldn't sleep on them. You know, when Cassidy emerged out, and Cassidy is one of my favorites too. You know, Philly was a force to be reckoned with. So I never was I couldn't sleep on Jersey. I couldn't sleep on Philly. You know, you can't sleep on the dudes that's right there, and you can recognize that they are listening to the same thing that you listen to. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch that. You know, you think you're something different and they don't know what you know. Nah, these dudes are studying the game the same way you are, man. Philly is in Jersey is just like New York. So it's like, you know, a lot of them come over to party in Manhattan. And you know what I'm saying? So they used to it. They got family and friends in the five boroughs. So, you know, you'll find a Philly cat in Harlem. You find a Philly cat in Jersey. And the Philly cat in Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx. But it wasn't, you know, it was nothing strange for that, you know. It was nothing strange for that. But this is one of my favorite groups right here, The Roots. This was one of the first songs, the second verse, man, I locked it in, man. I had it known by memory. And I can't tell you 10 songs that I know by memory out of any other MCs that I like unless I really do like them. You know what I'm saying? This one right here is called Respond React. We'll be right back. We in the listening room, Philly. We'll be right back.
Permanent, hitting them seeds like an intoxicant sent to prevent monopoly. properly is my intent. The means is what I invent. This mental murder pays the rent. Lyrically, I'm the dominant ingredient. The swift, extravagant, smooth, lubricant. Down with the M, the illitant. That's the sound of the dynasty chant. We surround your camp, assuming the war stance and bring it from the chat. Now let's dance. M, illitant. Fill the fifth gorilla chant. Y'all talk about bodies, but you will not kill an ant. My skill is ant. We pull a nigga like a stamp. Caliber is other Excalibur, now you be damned. When I operate, a crowd will copulate. My game will make a move, populate into a fifth. This is soccer hate, piece of logistics. Slump your squad of misfits, they all get their wrist slit. Flash your ass if you insist it. Leave no trace, so it's no trace for ballistics. Turn your soul and body to statistics. In particular, I got that extracurricular. Squad in this ass, you could be sticking ya. Slipping, they picking ya. Harass your police commissioner. Don't like chicks, what we's talking about. I need conditioner. That shit dead in it. Niggas with a mortician, a janazza. Up in your flesh like plasma. Take away. Commentary, a literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together, and we made a musical composition which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors. It's MC, you want to dance, we got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with the brand new funk.
A couple of stuff in the archives, man. I had to make it philosophical for Philly. You know what I'm saying, JP? I had to throw those listening room back to back. let them know that there's some good, real good, feel-good music in the queue that we got up in there. Big up the Priest for having some of that stuff in there. I had to find it, but when I found it, it was there, Lord. I was saying, he got some of that jams up in there and make you forget that you listen to the radio, bro. JP, mm-hmm. I tell you, I know Philly got that. Man, listen, man. Philly got some funk for your trunk, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it feels good to know that I come to Philly and feel like I'm at home. You come to Philly and you...
Can't hear you. Something happened. Can't hear you.
Feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with gin.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with gin.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
A lot of niggas that are feeling me, but some cats I don't really find appealing to me. Got them like a crack team, but they face in between. Number one fatty girl comes without my curls, put they face in my oyster and suck the pearl. Hunt's the one to come right on they tongue until they gums are numb. Don't that sound like fun? You won't care once you dare, you won't come up for air. So consider it a me to go and shave off the hairs. I keep them waiting before penetration, blood racing. My box is amazing, causes temptation. Clean in between with no burning sensation. Hips move like a reggae groove in rotation. Yes, yes, yes. I have a nigga sweat. Got him out of breath.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with
ends. I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
Oh my, what should I do? Thinking, which do should I do? Toby, love the way he hold me. By the fireplace and we getting all cozy. Then there's Dustin, damn, I lust him. Top 10 on the list when it come to fucking. Generous dude, but I don't trust him, cause he got a lot of chicks that would love to suck him. Steve, really into me, but he barely give a bitch any room to breathe. Then I got Danny, down in Miami. He's the kind of guy you could bring to your family. Plus, he's down to earth, and he loves to work, loves to put me first. About Sean, he's a
dumb
one. Mess with your sister, your cousin, and your mom.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with
ends. I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tent, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
Dirty.
Yes, man. I apologize, man. It's raining over here, and the call dropped. Ah, boy, I had to hurry up and get in there real quick. JP3, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, man. I know Sincere must be snickering over there because it's always beautiful weather when I'm telling them. We got a little rain every now and then out here. It's beautiful every day, but don't get me wrong. A little rain comes down. It always rains in suns in Miami. You know what I'm saying? I got a call line. Somebody might call in right here. Let me check and see who this is. 646-436. You are on the line. This is the listening.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, this is ST Vocals. What's going on?
How you doing, sir?
ST Vocals.
Hey, how you doing?
We got
that's good, Raw.
What's going on with you? The phone just dropped a line on me real quick. I had to hurry up and slap on something, boy. You know, that's real television. I mean, real radio for you. You know, technical things happen to you. I apologize. But what's going on in the world of SP vocals, man? What's going on with you?
Honestly, you know, working on some new music. And I called just to request my song, if that's a problem.
Oh, well, no.
It all depends on
which song you requested. I got two SP vocals.
Yeah, so I wanted to listen to I Cherish You. It's one of my favorites.
I Cherish You, yes, definitely. And I have introduced you to JP3. He's a co-host of the show and also a musician and impeccable artist himself. You know what I'm saying? We always got to make sure we network. This is JP Vocals, a young lady that is working hard on her music. And we've done a lot of music in the past, our fans, and we definitely are affiliated. So, JP, we're going to check out this thing. SP Vocals is called I Cherish You. We'll be right back. The calling lines are open, 516-999-3050. Press that number one button, and I will get to you when the getting is good, and it won't be long at all. Thank you for all the calls, the 754, the 843, the 646, 347, 917. We see you out there. Keep it calling. We'll be right back.
Baby, yeah. Unique, unique.
tracks, but can't tell you that right now. It's a little confidential.
Oh, it's a secret. It's a secret. I can't don't disclose the secret because it might be something you don't risk the law. I can't tell everybody what's cooking in the kitchen. They'd be like, yeah, he can't. He only got 4 burners. How is he cooking 6 pots at one time? Well, listen, man, I got a deep fryer. You know what I'm saying? I got a microwave oven. I got a toaster oven, a regular oven, 4 burners on the top. I got something popping in every single direction, man. Listen to me, man. You don't know what's going on in the kitchen with Chef Raw RD. You know what I'm saying? Chef Raw RD up in there. I'm in there with Chef JPG on the low. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we can do. And no food won't be presented until it is cooked. Please, season well. And even prepared, because we don't want to be chopped. Right, JP3? We don't want to be chopped. That's the last thing.
What's your name? ST Vocal.
ST Vocal.
Yeah. ST Vocal, okay. Do you work with other artists?
I do actually work with a few artists. I honestly like to, I do music by myself, really, but I do like to collab with other artists and see what they come up with, and, you know, then I start getting my ideas, and I'm just full of ideas, you know. I got to get the music out, you know, before I forget
right.
it. So, you know, a lot of my songs are freestyle.
Okay. You produce your own tracks and all that?
No, but I do beats and write my own music and things like that. Or I might have a friend who's also a great artist. His name is Lord Cynic. He writes choruses for me sometimes, but I mainly write my own music. And things like
that. Okay. I like your music a lot. It was nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I be putting my all into my music. Yeah.
It feels like it. I mean, I had like a, not that you sound like anybody, but it gave me a, like that slow jam, R&B, 90s/2000, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, not, I ain't going to call it Neo Soul, but it was like that New York R&B feel.
Oh, yeah. I agree, because, you know, I grew up with a lot of artists like Aaliyah and God Rest Her Soul and, you know, and Mary J. and Faith Evans and, you know, Whitney. And there's a lot of great artists out there. Too many to mention, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Influenced me, so, yeah. I adapt, though, you know. I'm open to a lot of genres. So, you know, I adapt.
Yeah, I said, No, that's good, but I was definitely trying to get some female vocals on some of these hooks. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been successful yet, but I was like, you know what I'm saying, just keeping the ear out for folks. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully at some point we can work together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm with it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Networking. Well, we'll get that link in the background and make things pop in the background and do what we got to do in the background. And that's how we do it on the Dirty Basement platform. That's the umbrella umbrella. Somebody is trying to put their head under that umbrella to see how big it is, and some of our heads could be two different sizes. You know what I'm saying? So move over so I can get my head under the umbrella. What's going on, man? You know, how we got to do it, man. This is the Listening Room, Philly. Mr. Roar, you know, chiming in for Priest Alica. He is busy at this moment taking care of some important business. But I have JP3 on the line as the co-host of this Philly show. And then we got the BSE show that will be airing on Thursday. And then we have Priest will be back on Friday with the Listening Room DC. DC. And then we are going to the Saturday, the Dirty Basement University with professor and scholar DJ Sincere. And yours truly, Mr. Roar, is going to be in the building. I'm going to be in the building this time, three times this week. You know what I'm saying? I said it real quick together. I said it real quick. I'm going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to get back to a couple more Philly tracks, and we'll be right back after this. The calling lines are still open. 563-999-3050. Press that number one button if you want to say something. You know, that's not even a good English. That's so messy. Something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers can do that. You know, that's how we can get down. Press the number one button if you got to say something. And I'll come right to you. We'll be right back.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose your host, a little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see.
Woo.
Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen out. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
For
this man to cut, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real. Come on.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness to fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. P to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Just listen to the funky song. As I rock on, and that word is gone, to the one and only, never be another, he was my brother, Trouble T. Roy, just like that, y'all, and it don't stop, Rock and Steel Smooth for 92.
Boy, 92, man, that is about to be 20 years old, and it feels like it was still yesterday, and the song still holds it down. That's when sampling still was in the high element, and Pete Rock is definitely one of those dudes that produced some of them high energy and them high realistic sample production. He's one of my favorite producers, too, you know what I'm saying? I definitely like that. We just had a double play for ST Vocals. We just chiming out here. We just going in for the Philly artists and then playing some other music. We was chatting it up, talking about battle rap, talking about a lot of different things, diverse in this. You know, we shout out and praise up to the DMX family. I also want to mention, you know, that when we put the prayers and the thoughts out, the good positive energy out there for Black Rob. You know, we've seen that he wasn't looking too well, hoping that he'll bounce back and come back from where he is. And, you know, we have yet to find out completely what's going on with Biz Markie and stuff of that sort. So, you know, all of our pioneers, all of our hip-hop historians and the dudes that did well and made songs that we can always reminisce over, no pun intended, reminisce over them. You know, we definitely salute them, man. If it wasn't for them, Mr. Roy wouldn't be who he is, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to keep that 105. because I thrived off that music. I did whatever what was going on at the time. I learned how to do it. I tried to master it. Then I moved on to the next. JP, I don't know if he was like me, but me, if they was in the corner beating on the table with the pen and the fist, I was beating on the table with the pen and the fist. If they was over there spitting in each other's ear beatboxing, I was beatboxing. If they were breakdancing, the only thing I didn't do the floor cleaning on my back and on my head and my neck. I was too heavy for all that. So, but I did the popping and the sliding and the gliding and all that. But anything that I saw that was going down that was hip-hop, I had my hand on graffiti. I used to tag up Scopic, S-C-O-P-I-C. I used to just, I was into it. When it came down to being a turntablist, man, I went and got that turntable. I was watching them scratching and looking at blends and loving the music for what it was, and I indulged. When they started producing, I got into it. When they were rapping, I was in there. Hip-hop, the outfits, the dress, the hairstyles. It's not just rap. It's a culture. It is something that is involved in many different ways, dancing, appearances, jewelry, cologne, smells, sneakers, colors, you name it. Now hip-hop is incorporated in everything. If you can tell me that you could go one day, have your television and radio on, one day, and not hear anything that's influenced by hip-hop, let me know what part of the planet you're living on so that I can try to understand that. Because other than that, every commercial, every product, every genre, every show, every language, you name it, hip-hop has been an influence on it. It's embedded in there. I've heard personally DJ Sincere got people calling from Switzerland, from Africa, from across the pond. It's called DJ Sincere. That's London. You know what I'm saying? There's other places that we've got music from that we don't have to even understand the language. But you hear the music and you would swear that it was English. They got it heavy in Spanish. They got it heavy in the gospel. Now, listen, gospel rappers, some of them were regular rappers, and now they went their gospel route, and they're still just as nice. So it is incorporated in everything you do, hip-hop. Hip-hop schools, preaching. You see the preacher out there now. He's using lyrics in the hip-hop because he wants to reach the young people. They can relate. He gives good sermons incorporating a lot of the line. You know, I know when my highlight blink, and you can incorporate that, and they'll recognize us from Drake. They'll start coming to the church on Sundays and listening to the sermon. Listen, everywhere you cannot duck it, you cannot shake it, and you cannot act like it doesn't exist. Hip-hop is real all over the globe. They might have to start making hip-hop currency. JPP, what you saying on that one? What you saying on that one? Hip-hop currency?
I know. You know, it's definitely a culture, and I was more like you. I was always beatboxing, and I was doing graffiti. Well, I wasn't on nobody's wall, but we get poster board and do some graffiti. But yeah, it's like black people can't have nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Not even on the racist stuff. But I remember when hip hop was something to be frowned upon. And I was coming up in the 80s really, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It's just like they found out they can make big money off it, just like everything else. Until that Jackie Robinson movie came out, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like an honor that they let him in the major leagues, whatever they called the major leagues, when in reality, the color league was smoking them boys. You know what I mean? They had to let him in because that's where the talent was and that's where the money was going to come in. And it's the same thing with hip-hop, with music. You know what I mean? I don't know what it was called because, like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince up here in Philly, I knew I knew Jazzy Jeff. I didn't know Fresh Prince. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about this by name. Like, at first, it was the DJs. It wasn't really the it wasn't really the rappers like that. Everybody knew the DJs, and then the rappers came in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but then when you check out some of the cats from the jazz age, and even before then, like, black people have been rapping. Like, it ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? They just figured out a way to put some, to get some money off it. And by they, I'm talking about the corporations, the white people in particular. Because black people do something new every day. You go to every different town, somebody got a new style or something. You know what I'm saying? And then they're going to call us something and sell it. But I'm just rambling. But I'm a hip-hop guy. You know what I'm saying? I play the tuba. I told you,
everybody is allowed to have a rant, man. Everybody is listen, man. You know, man, I got to get my rant on sometimes. Chris get his rant on. Even Purple Zed, she got the purple rant. You know, man, she get it on, man. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You just voice your mind.
You know what I'm saying? And they want to get in. They want to get in it, and then they rename the king. They got to get in and take our stuff, and then they got to put up a white king. You know what I'm saying? It's whitewash everything. They, you know what I mean? Elvis the king. No, Elvis ain't the king. Nigga, what about Chuck Berry? Eminem's not the king. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. They just take our stuff, sell it, and then find some white dude that's a good imitator. Not saying white people can't do all that. I'm just saying they imitate their followers, whether they realize it or not.
That's
followers.
The one thing that we can say that we originated and we can stay true to it. There's a lot of things that we have created and invented, and then a lot of people don't know that that's where it came from. You're like, do you know that the black man was the first one to blah, blah, blah? You're like, what? Really?
Yo, man, I honestly believe, I don't have any proof on paper, but I honestly believe black people invented everything. I think black folks invented everything. Good and bad.
I want to agree with you. You know, nothing wrong with that assumption. It's not to say that assumption is wrong. No, man, it makes sense. It makes sense.
I think black folk have been at everything. And then Johnny come lately, just come and take it and do what he do with it. And then, you know what I mean? If they got the guts to turn God white, they'll do anything. That's all I'm saying.
You know, everybody is hard on debatable, like, yo, Jesus is black, and because it says in the Bible his skin was dark skin and his hair was like wool. You know what I'm saying? So that's what people say, you know, man, we can't have nothing. I get it.
Yeah, y'all, they whitewash everything.
Well, you know what, man, listen. We enjoy what we do, and we just gotta, if we stuck together more enough for them to understand it, you know, it shouldn't just be one Black History Month, you know, and stuff like that. It should be that history throughout all education. If you took the time out to teach us that Paul Revere ran through the town and the British are coming, and then you took the time out to tell us that. Discovered America, and then you took the time out and show us that George Washington went across it. You take the time out and just get in deep and let us know that there's both sides to the story. There's a lot of things that we originated that we brought to the forefront just as much. And it's very interesting. And there are some people who look into it and follow up and listen. So it's not like, you know, no one knows. There are people. If you go back in the history books and even look at pictures, there was many, 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 many Caucasian people marching along with Dr. Martin Luther King. It was many people on that line, many people who did not believe that, you know, you're supposed to separate anybody and the blacks had to go around to the back to the bathroom and so forth. You know,
I think we should have stayed separate. We should have never integrated with anyone, and even that Black Wall Street mess. They act like there was only one Black Wall Street. There was hundreds of Black Wall Streets. It wasn't just Oklahoma. and they burned every last one of them down. We should have stayed separate. The reason they integrated is because they could make more money. If that's the only reason. They wanted black business. So then I went to Howard University. Okay, Howard University in Lincoln, that used to be the game of the year, according to my elders. Everyone was waiting for Howard versus Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. Now, Lincoln University is not one of the top schools anymore because of integration. Howard University is not – well, it's still one of the top schools, but it's more of a government school. But when you check out where all the black athletes were going back, and they were going to a black school, and they were kicking ass everywhere. And then once you got cats like Jim Brown and all types of cats, he wasn't the only one, but the powers that be figured out they could get money off of these Negroes. So let's bite the bullet. Let's bite the bullet and just get this money. You know what I mean? Let them fight about that fools in some other time. But we cannot let black people get anything because they're too good. They're too good, and they're going to outdo us on everything. So we got to bomb them from the sky. That's what we're going to do. And if anyone else brings up a black Wall Street, we're going to burn it down. That's what we're going to do. And that's what they've done, and that's why they integrated. And I'm rambling again, but that's, you know, I'll get that off my chest. So that's been on my mind for a while.
Listen, bro. You can rant. Yeah. That's the role.
Yeah, they lied. They lied to us. Listen to Philly, D.C., you've been lied to. I'm sure Philly probably had a Wall Street type because, I mean, it wasn't just Oklahoma. It was Virginia, you know what I mean, where Priest is from. He can tell you about Richmond. Richmond was rolling down in Florida. It was black towns. And when it wasn't no foreigners, no offense. My first wife was Jamaican, but it wasn't no foreigners. It was Negroes over here. Then they started flooding this country with everybody else. But it was Negroes. Now they burned all our shit down, and they want to act like, oh, y'all ain't do nothing. Y'all a bunch of lazy. No, every time we do something, y'all burn it. Literally, y'all burn it. Y'all don't. It ain't even no tiptoeing into it. Y'all come in with machine guns and bombs from helicopters and every. Y'all dropped a bomb one on John Africa. He ain't even do nothing. Y'all dropped a bomb. He wasn't even getting money. He was just trying to protest for something else. Y'all dropped the, you know what I'm saying? Black folks can't have nothing. And then our brothers from Jamaica, everybody come over here, Africa, Jamaica, everybody come over here, and the first thing y'all tell them is stay away from us. That's what they tell people that come in this country, stay away from those Negroes. Why? Because they don't want us to get together and really do something like Malcolm was trying to do, like Marcus was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want us to get together and segregate ourselves. We segregate it anyway. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with white people, but they ain't behave nothing like my mom taught me. My mom's from North Philly. They ain't behave nothing like she taught me. I wasn't allowed to wear shorts outside in the winter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't act the same. We did not act the same. We're not the same. Yes, we're human and we can all get along. But y'all did a job on us, meaning Negroes, in America. And then y'all going to act like we wasn't already here. But that's a whole different story. See, that's why I'm talking about that artist Dark Low. That song American Made, he touches on a lot of that stuff. That's why I love that song. This supposed to be a thug nigga rapper. He ain't none of that. Yeah, you call him a thug. Why? Because he's doing, okay, who cares if he's on the street? Have you talked to this cat? Have you listened to his lyrics? So, okay, he dealt drugs. Okay, who put the drugs in the community? You know what I'm saying? Who put the guns in the community for all these Philly brothers to be shooting each other? Who did that? The same people that integrated us, that's who did that, because now they want to get rid of you. So the Dark Low, like, I like music. Yeah, that's why Priest played it a couple times, but that's why I respect some of the cats. I respect some of the so-called thug rappers because they're doing it on their own. Now, what happened with OBH? Even OBH, they arrested ARN. Why y'all arresting? He ain't signed no major label. He ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? They getting money. They making music. They making Philly stand up, and now y'all destroy that. Why? Because a black man can't have nothing right now. But sooner or later, that got to change. Y'all turn all the women against us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all poison us.
Did you happen to see? I got two notifications from two, three different people about two police officers pepper spraying this military black. He's in his uniform, and they said they pulled him over because of what was the reason? I can't remember. But he's complying.
You know,
he had his hands up.
No, he didn't comply. Listen, what happened? I'm not saying they were right. I'm not saying that's not what I'm saying because I've dealt with police before, and he didn't stop when they said stop. That's why the boy got out the car all pissed off because they told you to pull over way back down the road. Now the lieutenant said I was scared for my life. Now they might know that, they might not, but to them, oh, what you running for? Oh, what you up to something? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they were right. I'm happy they pepper sprayed them and didn't shoot them. But when you do stuff like that and you don't stay calm and cool, then they're gonna give you that white supremacy. They're gonna let you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Because that's what time it is. So when they tell you to pull your ass over, unless you're ready to go there, you better pull over. Unless you're ready to go there, you better pull over because they're not playing with nobody.
The snippet that everybody sends out, you don't get to see all of that and know all of that.
Right.
So it already looks like foul play. From what I seen, I was like, this looks foul. You know, but let me jump to some music. I heard you say you was married to the Jamaican. And you know I'm Jamaican and Purple Dead Jamaican, so I'm gonna play Jamaican.
I love Jamaican. Man. I love Jamaican. My daughter down there right
better,
now. I love
you
Jamaican.
Man.
Heck yeah.
You better, bro. We gonna talk about that. We
gonna Irie.
We're calling lines are open. Definitely.
Irie.
Bless her.
Get me so angry, so I get mad and decide to go on nasty. drape him up and say, listen to me now. You don't know that you fi come home early. Cool. And when you try to do for disgracefully. Cool. I threw me a woman take advantage of me. Cool. You want me neighbor them to laugh off of me. Cool. You better move out and act properly. Sometime a man fi get coof again, coof again, coof. Sometime a man fi get coof again, coof again. Sometime a man fi get coof again, coof again.
Y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Have me a big six at the curb, that's woke. Especially if you got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown, she was woke. Had me messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like.
Whoa.
Lost a blue strip and 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like.
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like.
Whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
More or less, more so.
To the metal, y'all. I ain't gotta settle, y'all. I'm on a different level, y'all. Smoke great, SL other. My own Saint Sam, I ain't got a barber. A red scent. I'ma show 'em how the summertime represent. Fresh out of confinement, and I do. Everybody rushing to that neighborhood pool, just trying to keep cool. Louis loafers, trading the guns for them big super soakers. When the females approach us, nutcrackers, cold beer sodas. Catesthetics work arm, legs, and shoulders. Be rizzle, throw a couple steaks on the grill, let them sizzle, sunny out, no drizzle. Weather's warm, everybody happy, all I see is smiley faces, this break from the norm, y'all.
Y'all put pressure on the gas. Everybody love me in the city and it feels good.
Yes, 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 credit goes out to Black Rob, that was a double play, that was a Black Rod double play. We definitely want to send that energy out to him, man. Get well soon, brother. Take care of yourself, man. We're fighting for you. And definitely before that, with some Jamaican music, you know, say the priest said he was married to a Jamaican, so I just was reminiscing and giving him some yard vibes. You know what I'm saying? Yard vibes. You know, I go, you know what I'm saying? Prince, I said Prince. JP3, you know what I'm saying? You know what it's like to be yelled at by a black Jamaican woman? Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
No, definitely.
That's for another show, huh, JP? That's what you've been called a couple of bumbas and a couple of rosses. And
hey, man. That's right. They still sweet as bread. They still sweet as breadfruit. It's all good.
Nothing wrong with that sweet as breadfruit. Talking about sweet as breadfruit, I see Oh, yeah, I see a 786 number right here. I think that's my Purple Dread in the chime in. He said, Jamaican women are free of breast food, Purple Dread.
Wagwan, the dog's done, Wagwan, fellas.
Yes, baby. So he's been yelled at a few times.
Well, we
have chat boat today. We were just talking about ins and outs, and we were just showing love. You know, he mentioned that he had a prior situation, you know, entanglement.
Ah,
and
this
gate
of boy, oh boy.
That was marriage. That wasn't no entanglement. That was marriage.
That word is serious. Entanglement. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might see the proprietor on the line. Is that DJ Sincere? Do you know about an entanglement there, DJ Sincere?
Who's entangled?
What? That's past tense.
Huh?
He was entangled.
He was entangled. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's not always a bad thing. That's not always a bad thing. You might enjoy your entanglement depending upon who you wrapped up with. It could be a good thing. You know what I mean? But
it was a good thing for about 10 years. It was.
Okay. Well, like I tell everybody these days, you got to come to grips with reality. Everything has an expiration date. All right? Including your personal relationships. All right, the fella that you was good friends with growing up when y'all was in high school is probably more like a stranger to you now. That's life.
Absolutely.
That's just life. But I wanted to come through real quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to Purple Dread. All right, Mr. Roy, y'all been holding it down for a priest today, doing a fantastic job. I definitely appreciate, you know, the support. This is the way that we got to, you know, try to, you know, support one another when things like this happen. You know, if somebody else could jump on in somebody's place, then, you know, that means that we don't have to cancel the show for that day. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely a good thing. Now, JP, I definitely agree with some of the stuff that you were saying. Black people may not have invented everything, but we invented everything of consequence.
Yeah, okay.
All right? You pick your poison, and you know when you get down to it, it probably had a black hand involved in its creation. Now, a lot of times, you as a musician, I'm quite sure you understand this term. Sometimes people have you may work for a company, and while you may be the creator or the inventor, it's not yours because you work for a company. It's what's called a work for hire. All right. You may be the inventor of it, but it belongs to the company. You're not going to get that actual credit because you work for the company, so it belongs to the company. But,
right.
You know, that's like another reality that sometimes, you know, goes on, you know, behind the scenes. There's a lot of things that go on like that, not just in the music field, but also in science and different kind of things like that.
Everywhere.
If you work for another company. Another thing you said I agree with wholeheartedly, I've said the same thing myself for years. Integration was the worst thing that ever happened to black people.
Terrible.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to black people, but at the end
Terrible.
Of the day, you ultimately have to blame black people for that because prior to, you know, the onset of integration, being that there was a separation by law a lot of times, black folks had no alternative but to create their own industries. You know, your hotels, your restaurants, your bus line. You know what I'm saying? Everything
That's what I was saying to my daughter last night, and not to get too personal, we were talking about her mother and I, and what I said to her, I said, your mother had too many options. So one option was she could roll out and leave me because she had somewhere else to go. When you got other families that are like, yeah, you come in. Same thing for black people. We ain't have no option. So you got to deal. We had to deal with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying. But it's in a lot of cases, on every level, sometimes it's too many options. And it's like.
That's
you know
right.
I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with that, too. You know, but part of the problem, once again, you got to look in the mirror. Because when black folks had that opportunity to integrate, we ran to go do it. We wanted to be next to Mr. White Man so much that we gave up all of our own properties, all of our own entities, all of our own businesses, just so we could, you know, be next to with the Mr. White Man who
and the more.
I'm sorry,
right, the more we even talk about that, and the more like especially when YouTube started popping with brothers, like a lot of brothers were like, look, man, it's Martin Luther King. Like some cats hate Martin Luther King. I'm not saying I hate him. But I understand where they're coming from. And even when, even Dr. King said himself, he said, yo, I integrated my people into a burning house. Like that was a trick. It was a trick.
Mm-hmm.
He got paid to do that. He got a Nobel Peace Prize and all that foolishness to integrate us into this society, whatever that means. Because white folks ain't want to integrate. No, and they were right. And it was for the exact reason they said, because we don't want no, you know what I mean? We don't want no nigga babies. And that's exactly what's happening. And now sooner or later, America's going to look like Egypt. They're going to forget black people were even here. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, everybody looks like Obama. And I'm not hating on amalgamation. That's not what I'm hating on. But I'm saying, all in all, it just is not working out for us. And it was someone's agenda. That's why they threw Malcolm up there. You know what I'm saying? And then when you come with something different, now, like, you come with a message like Malcolm, now you're the enemy. You're crazy. You're the enemy. No, we need to separate. Marcus Garvey been told y'all that. You know what I'm saying? But people, through television, through programming, through the illusion, it's just like the COVID vaccine. You know what I mean? Whether you have it or not, whether you can see it or not, it's on the news so doggone much, you start feeling funny because I ain't getting my 8 vaccines yet. Oh my gosh, just because the news is saying it all the time, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. when you, my Jamaican wife went to school for communication, so she the first one to explain to me, oh yeah, John, only 6 people control everything, all the information you get. You know what I mean? I didn't know that until she told me that. Then YouTube come along, but now they control YouTube. You can't even say what you want on YouTube if it's truth or Facebook or any of them. They call it fact checking. So you say something.
Well,
oh no,
Steve, here's the
thing.
That's
not true.
See, mm-hmm. see now, here's the thing about that. Number one, these are private businesses. YouTube is a private business. Facebook is a private business. Twitter is a private business. You don't have a right to free speech in my house, all right?
Okay.
If you're in my house and you say some shit that I don't like, guess where you're going? You're going out the front
Facebook
door.
Jail. Yeah.
All right? And that's what people got to understand. Free speech is a governmental restriction. People don't understand that. They say, oh, we got free speech. That doesn't mean you can say anything you want, and it doesn't mean that you can say anything anywhere you want. Once again, if you're in my house, which is what it is when you're on one of these platforms, including Blog Talk, all right, if you're in my house and I don't like what you're saying, then it's my right to put you out. You can
right.
scream free speech from the other side of the door on the porch. Okay?
No, you're absolutely right.
All right, and that's the reality of it. So if people are so upset about, and the whole thing about fact-checking, there needs to be. You shouldn't be able just to go on any kind of platform and put out any kind of misinformation because in the 21st century, people are stupid. And on top of being stupid, it's more easily to trick somebody's eyes than it ever used to be. You could put on a suit, get in front of a green screen, I get Purple Dread to sit next to you. Y'all could be a couple of correspondents. And the next thing you know, everybody thinks it's a real news broadcast.
Exactly like the news does. Exactly like the mainstream does.
All right?
That's my point. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. But my other point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've been lied to anyway. Like I said earlier in the program, it's like if y'all going lie about the color of the Most High, you'll lie about anything. That's my point. So
right.
It's like, yeah, you're absolutely right. You ain't say nothing wrong. But it's like, we should have been fact-checking you when you said Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica. We should have been fact-checking you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? We should have been fact-checking you when you said,
well, the information
said,
is there,
Abraham
brother.
Lincoln freed the slaves.
Well, at the time, there may not have been that kind of opportunity. At the time, there may not have been that kind of information that was available to us in mass, all right? But we're 21 years into the 21st century, all right? there's no excuse for anything anymore. If you want to get it, it's out there for you to be able to get it. All right? You have to do a little bit of research. You don't even got to leave your house no more. You don't got to go to the library. I remember as a kid, we had the whole set of Britannica
encyclopedias.
We had the whole set in my house. All right? You ain't got to do that no more. You know what I'm saying? You put in a couple of things in your Google and everything comes up and it's all right there. Now, you still got to go through it and decide what it is, but it's a whole lot easier now. So if people don't want to do it or if it's not getting done, then that kind of falls back on us, all right? Because all of this information has been out there for at least the better part at a minimum of almost 50 years where it's easily accessible, all right? Growing up back
in the
day.
Do you know about No Child Left Behind?
What, as far as the educational system, sure.
So it's like again, I hear everything you're saying, and you're right, but it's like there's a flip side to that because people are dumb in the 21st century or whatever century it's supposed to be because they have the school system now. If you flunk classes, you still get promoted in a lot of these schools. You don't have to go to no summer school. You don't have to do any of that stuff. And I'm a teacher as well. I'm not teaching right now, but I've seen it firsthand. I've been in a school. I didn't know they didn't have books and paper in some of these inner cities. So I didn't know that. I didn't go to an inner city school, but I didn't know that it was that bad that sixth graders are barely reading on a third grade. I didn't know it was that bad. And they're dumbing us down. You know what I'm saying?
But once again, brother, there's certain things I do not accept. All right, and one of the things I do not accept is us putting the blame for our own shortcomings on everybody else. All right,
It's not putting the blame. Let me just finish real quick. I'm not defending ignorance. I'm not defending niggers. I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about ignorant ass people. I'm not defending them, but I'm saying, like, for instance, okay, we didn't do this. Okay, but we've had Black Wall Street. It was not just Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black people ran this place. Even up here, where you see all these malls, King of Prussia Mall, all these malls, that was Black people owned. Like, certain things have been taken away on purpose. Certain people have been killed to make us as dumb as we are now. Everybody's not dumb. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the same experience for everyone. Like, y'all don't have the same experience as my people. And I'm saying y'all, if y'all ain't from this country, that's what I'm saying, y'all. Because like I was saying before, everyone else came over in the 70s. My father-in-law was explaining how, yeah, you could get, they were giving passes away like hotcakes in the 70s. You could come to America, like, because they flooded the country. Like, the whole thing was to knock Black people off top. Now it's even worse. It's not Black foreigners coming in. We got these so-called Mexicans coming in. I don't know if they're Mexican or Muslim. I don't know what they are.
I don't blame black people on this country for
shit that people did to us. That's what I'm saying. They try to make us think like, oh, not, y'all are
brother,
a bunch of dumb. No, we're not.
There has to be.
No, we're not. We have enemies.
Yes, there is. No, I didn't say that we're all dumb, but a lot of people are. But there has to be some level of personal responsibility. These are not new phenomena. If I got my mother on the telephone right now, she would tell you stories about how she grew up, how she had to go and deal with the educational system and this, that, and the third. People have been going through
well,
for
well,
years and years.
I got one more caller that came in. We only got 5 minutes left for him. Let me just see what the caller wants to do. 305-902. 305-902. Live on the air. 305-902. Change your mind? Okay, no problem. Back to the girl. Go ahead.
All right, now, just my last statement I want to make on this is simply this. We have to really stop putting blame on other people for things that we need to take responsibility for, all right? When I was growing up, all right, when I was in, since you said the kids in the sixth grade reading on a third grade level, I don't say this to ego trip, all right? But a lot of things have to do with what you see growing up, all right? When I was growing up, and I told this story, and people don't believe me. I ain't going to tell the whole story. But growing up, I had a severe speech impediment. Severe, all right? If I put some people on the telephone that I grew up with, they would explain it to you, all right? I could not talk, all right? My speech impediment was so bad you would think that I was retarded because I couldn't talk. But at the same time, children do what they see their parents do more than anything else. My parents were heavy readers. My father always had a book in his pocket. My mother was a nurse, and I mean a nurse, not a home health aide. My mother was a nurse, so she was always going to school. So I'm seeing them studying. I'm seeing them reading. I'm seeing them looking at the newspaper, all right? So I copied that. And at the same time, when I came home in elementary school, my parents made sure that I got my homework. They reviewed it. They did everything that real parents did. A lot of that is missing, all right? But the children are still...
A lot of that is missing. A lot of that is missing.
The
hood was flooded with drugs. Because the hood was flooded with drugs and the brothers were
locked up. Brother, I'm not accepting that. There's always been drugs.
That's part of it.
There's always been
drugs. But there hasn't always been mass incarceration like it is now.
Okay, but aside from
you're talking like there's not a conspiracy against the black man, the Negro.
I ain't talking about
worldwide, but especially in America.
But at the same time, brother, we have an obligation to ourselves. All right, we have an obligation to ourselves. It would be easy just to say, okay, this is this, and I would love to talk to Jawanza Kunjufu, but there's no denying you have to understand my background. All right, I've dealt with this for years and years. I've dealt with youth. I've dealt with we had a program called Manhood Development. I've dealt with all of this. But at a certain level, there has to be a certain personal responsibility. Stop worrying about the hope. Stop worrying about and deal with the reality. But, you know, we'll have to pick this up on another day.
Yeah,
I know we're running out of time.
Thursday. All right. We can continue that show. We got 20 seconds to get up out of here. Last minute, man, we had a great show. We're gonna continue this, man. We're gonna get some
peace and love, everybody.
Peace and blessings, man. I got 60 seconds to get up out of here. I'll speak to you guys on the BSE show Thursday. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah. Are y'all ready to party with black men? I can't hear you. I said, are you ready to party with black men? Because I know I am. Hey, yo, on the mic. Get ready to control the crowd. Can you feel it? Nothing to say. You when black men's on the track, there is no crowd behavior. Ask your neighbor, box the flavor on the keys. Hey, he play with these to leave you weak in the knees. Please, don't take nice roll on the skills. He gets you open like thrills, and you can label him no frills. He's a rookie to the music game, so remember the name. Donald Black, and he's one of the same. No one to blame, and Roar spitting the face straight to your ear with lyrical aim. You know the claim, don't act tame, cause we got it under control. We're here to have a good time, no matter young or old. Remove your soul, and take the stress off your shoulders, so act like I told you. We're the crowd controlling from night to morn. We get it on, never get on. Keep ripping and ripping the track until it's on, so bring it on. If you're ready to party with us, it's a must. We bring everybody with us to a higher plateau. So if you're ready, let's go. And once the beat drops, we're ready to rhyme at any given time. We want the mic by my side at a drop of a dime. Ready to leave the line in the new direction. Mix the hip hop and funk in the true connection. From house party to club to the barbecue. Get on the dance floor, do what you feel to do. If you feel the truth, don't fuss, it can happen to you. But feel the vibe, yeah, let it shine all through. And enjoy yourself any way you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind. I said enjoy it, no matter how you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind.
Yeah.
keep them because I'm the crowd controller. Right. Everybody put your hands in the air. Good, now keep them because I'm the crowd controller. Right. Everybody put your hands in the air. Good, now keep them because I'm the crowd controller. Right. Everybody put your hands in the air. Good, now keep them there.
He's ambidextrous when he plays with his left or his right. If you prove it's lacking, they'll keep you grooving all night. So hold tight, cause the ride keeps it gunning. And we're not gonna stop until we all have fun. Without a gun, I'm gonna shoot my mouth off. And turn up the wire till the roof pops off. So put your hands up and reach for the sign. Like Tony was telling you, make sure that it's so I can see how many people's here tonight. Before we set up the mothership and put it in flight. From the 80s to the 90s to the new millennium. Black and make it right for the ones filling instead of the killing them. Different material filling them up to the top, keeping them locked.